This is Batman. No one has ever lived to say this, but when I'm defending Gotham City from psychopathic motherfuckers, my Batmobile is set to 91.5 WMFO Medford.
And good happy morning. Woo! It is Sunday, and a beautiful Sunday it is. You are listening to the Paranormal Playground Sounds right here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I am your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston medium. Stay tuned. We are here till 4 p.m. I got you for 2 whole hours, baby. I love you so much. Nothing better than some good Dixieland jazz, some ragtime. You know how it is. Americana. We got this. Right here with Rosie O'Grady's Good Time Jazz Band, Sidewalk Blues. Stay tuned.
Thank you. he set sail. All the winds begin to blow. Overboard did Jonah go. And he found a mercy seat inside the whale. In the cold and breathy deeps, tears of grief did Jonah weep. Then he gladly went his way, yeah, preaching to Nineveh night and day. And he did not care to backslide anymore. Also, people, don't believe that a whale could him receive. But that does not make my song at all untrue. Open wide, just take care, my friends, or one will swallow you.
I woke up this morning and I said, you know, instead of waiting for a good day to happen, you know, waiting around through ups and downs, you know, I just said, look.
Look fly today, and all we wanna do is get by today. Hey, we're gonna have a
Good morning. You know, that last song, Because They're Young, Dwayne Eddy, kind of sound like the Jeopardy. You know, I wonder where they probably got that from. They probably got it from that. Ripping it off. Just kidding. I don't know that for sure. But anyways, thank you for joining me for Sunday service. Oh my goodness, it's already 2:18. It's already at that time that I gotta do some channeling. Time flies when you're having fun. I tell you, I swear it does. Oh, it definitely does. It definitely does. Whew. Any hoozles. Let's get right into it. I promised you at 2:20 we're gonna have it. We're gonna have this inspirational speaking, but until right now, let's get you up with some Rockin' Robin Because by Bobby Day, because it's such a good song. And so let's get your spirits high before we, you know, summon in spirit. So here's Rockin' Robin by Bobby Day.
All the day long, hopping and a popping and a singing his song. All the little birds on Jay Bird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet.
Rockin' Robin,
tweet, tweet,
rock, rock, tweet.
Rockin' Robin,
tweet, tweet.
Blow, rockin' Robin, 'cause we're really gonna rock up tonight.
Tweet, tweet, tweet.
Every little swallow, every chickadee, every little bird in the tall oak tree, the wise old owl, the big black crow, flap of their wings, singing go bird, go. Rockin' Robin,
tweet, tweet,
rock, rock, rockin' Robin,
tweet, tweet,
go, rockin' Robin, 'cause we're really gonna rock tonight.
Tonight.
I said, hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name? I said, hello, I love you, won't you tell me your game? Ow. We're right here for the inspirational speaking. Sunday service. I'm going to tell you, that's so powerful. Last week when I was here on Sunday service, the first record I put on was The Four Aces. And the first song that came on, I didn't even know what I was queuing up. I was just like, yeah, let it rip. I never do that. I legit never do that. And the first time I did that, it, of course, Tammy is playing, name of my sister, who's crossed over in the spirit world. I hear the cottonwood whispering above, Tammy, Tammy, Tammy's in love. The old hooty howl, hooty hoo from above. Tammy, Tammy, Tammy's in love. Yeah. So it really just kind of like changed my whole week around. It changed my whole day. I was kind of having a hard time there. And then it was just kind of like, ooh, uplifted my spirits. And I'm telling you, angelic healing is here. Angelic healing is here for us whenever we need it. And it can change us in an instant. It can change us in a moment. All of that. We can all be changed, and we can all be connected to our higher selves when we just believe. And that's exactly what this is all about, the Paranormal Playground Sounds. It's about believing. Let's come in. We're going to come in and understand, what is this vibrant, beautiful magic that is continuously growing with us and continuously here with us right now in this moment, in this beautiful angelic swagger. Oh, there's so much at bay. There's so much to play with here. There's so much good that is happening with us right now. And as we come into this time to emerge and come into this time to be open, we ask Infinite Spirit, yes, let's channeling the infinite good right here and right now that is with us. See, this time and this passion right here within our hearts, it invites us to play. It invites us to open up to imagination. It invites us to engage in something that is impossible, but that make it possible within each step of our belief and our faith. Oh, we have this within us right now, right here in this moment. See, this is the angelic uprising right now in time and space and history, and where we are pleased with God and the universe, because as we are pleased with God, it means we are pleased with ourselves, because we are God, and God in the most angelic state possible. God in the most angelic state possible there is, in connecting to our higher selves, higher place, higher channel, higher planet, everything and everywhere that we are, embracing light, embracing passion, embracing the most infinite, spectacular good that is amongst us, in harvesting our dreams and harvesting our energy and harvesting everything that we could believe to come true. See, right here it happens. Where would you like to be? Who do you want to be? What would you like to have? What makes you happy? What makes you smile? What makes you laugh? What is that magic within the seed? Ooh, where was that great mind of Nikola Tesla when he decided to bring all of these beautiful inventions to life in which we benefit from? Oh, right here, in which we're benefiting right now on the radio. Where was he? Where was his brain? Where was his spirit? It was connected. Connected to the angelic force of who we truly are. And that's why this invention came to life. You see, this invention of radio, this beauty that has traveled here from space and time, and the most magnificent life channeling being, everything possible. It was love, and it was always love. It will always be love that changes everything to being miraculous, that changes everything from the 3D to the 5D. You see, it is love that transmutes everything into our highest understanding, highest being, highest majestic light, highest absolute pure self and connecting with our solitude that brings it into unity, and we come together, all of that with this connection, and there is no separation. For when we understand that we are everybody that we meet, we are everyone that we see, we are everybody in our experience, and we have to come into this. We got to come into this realization. Everything that we're choosing, every path that we're choosing, every single person that we have connected with, that we have gravitated to, that we have been drawn to, that we have been magnified to, that we have ultimately been engaged with, we are an extension of that. And it is us. It is us, and they are we. They are us. One intertwining mirrors of each other. That is all that that is. And when we are attracted to someone, for whatever reason, no matter what status, no matter what kind of relationship, it has to do with ourselves. It has to do with us remembering who we are, an extension of giving that attention to that present timing right here and right now. That is magnificent, and how magnificent it is to know. To know that we're just all these mirrors looking at each other. We step into this beautiful vibration. We step into this peace. We step into this blessing. We step into this love that is passionate. We step into this radiant, angelic good. We are always here. We are always magnificent. We are always here. We are always magnificent. We are always joy. We're in our training wheels. We are training for life. We're training for the day. We're training for the week. We are training for excellence every single day. We're here in excellence. See, we're getting higher. We get to get higher every moment that we recognize this. We get to live. We get to be. We get to be alive. We get to feel our hearts beating. We're beating so with bravado and with such rhythm and with such goodness and with such music. You see that heartbeat? That is the music that surrounds us every day. The music that is you. The music that is within your living being. There is a natural flow. There's a natural orchestra in the air. There's a natural orchestra within your body, love. There is a natural orchestra that is magnificent. God is good. God is the magnificent. You just gotta not care. But when I mean not care, no, I'm talking about obviously care. That's what he said. That's what the infinite spirit says. But we gotta not care about the outside things that don't serve us. We gotta not care about the opinions and the thoughts and the lower things that are put into our energy field that has nothing to do with us. We have a choice to invite lies. We have a choice to invite myth. We have a choice to invite which is everything that is outside of ourselves in ourselves and make believe that it is real, or we have a choice to leave it. We have a choice to leave it behind. We have a choice to connect to something that is higher. We have a choice at every moment, and understand that choice. Ooh, understand that choice is here. Understand what a beautiful, beautiful feeling of freedom to have that choice. Oh, God bless you. God bless you, America. God bless the state. God bless this country. God bless everything that is shown to us, everything that is given. And we are constantly being given to. Oh, receive is now. You believe. You deserve to receive. You deserve to receive the love. You deserve to receive the light. And God, engage us into this beautiful practice that is. You see, as God engaging us into this beautiful practice that is, and that is the most magnificent joy. Oh, the most magnificent joy. That is plenitude. That is beauty. That is continuously magnificent over and over and over and over with the God space and the God love and the God self. Whoa, we're here. We're here and we're living and we're high and we're happy. We're high. We're happy. And we have that love. You see that love that comes down? That love, the Valentine's Day is very soon. That is the love giving. That is the heart within you. That is the heart within you. That is the magic within you. You must have the magic within you. You must have the magic within the love of spirit and the love within. That is the most beautiful. We take a moment now to realize the blessings. We take a moment to realize how phenomenal this life is. We take a moment now to realize where we're at. The most spectacular meaning, the most spectacular joy that is here right now with us. We take a moment to be blessed. We take a moment to have such blessings and such love. We take a moment to just be connected to everything that is good and real right now. Because this is the moment, and the moment is all we have. Right now is all we have. Yes, it is creating our future, but in reality, this is all we have. And when we're here, feel good, feel good, feel good. Feel blessed, feel blessed, feel blessed. Woo! All that peace, all that joy. All that abundance. Whoa, you are being loved right here. That is spirit right now speaking to you. This is spirit. This is the magnificence of spirit taking over. You do not have to worry. You do not have to worry ever again. You'll never have to worry about your needs being met because they're already being met right here, right now, as you hear the infinite presence, as you hear the infinite God that is within you awakening, and you remember who you are. You remembered how magnificent that God space and the energy and the vibration and how your chakras light up one by one. And how your body temple is strong and how you are secure. And love, 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 only love is your shield right now. Only love is your victor. Only love is your weapon of choice. Because love protects you from all things, from everything. Love is your shield and protection. So whenever you walk into this world, whenever you're feeling that feeling of fear, you're not feeling safe and you're not feeling grounded. Oh, you bring love into your heart and you will see how fast the energy changes. You will see how beautifully covered in armor you will be. Love is good. Love is always good because you are. You were born that way. You were born to be magnificent. Thank you, Father, Son, Father God, Father Holy Spirit, Son God. Thank you for the infinite present. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you. And we come into the Jesus Christ-like self. See, we are the Christ consciousness. We are the Christ in our wholeness in God. Emanating truth, emanating our being, and emanating the royal joy that is within us. This is the blessing, and this is the good that connects us with all of humanity and all of proper health. Health, wealth, spectacular joy. We are here. Oh, we're feeling the goodness. We're feeling lit up. We're feeling how natural it is to be high. The natural high within ourselves. That natural serotonin. That natural dopamine that rises to the occasion when we need it. That natural bliss that comes in with this. See, your job is to enter into a state of bliss. Your job is to enter into the bliss. What's your bliss? What makes you joyful? What makes you happy? It could be anything in the world. Doesn't matter. If you have not engaged in your bliss, if you have not engaged in the things that make you happy, if you're not connected with the people that make you happy, if you've not done the things that make you happy because you were afraid of what others may say or do, you will miss out on your entire life because you're worried about someone else's life. You're worried about other people who hold themselves back from joy, and you invite that into your experience. You say, I want to be like that. I want to be like you. I make a contract to put myself in jail, in a spiritual war zone, You don't want to be there. You don't want to be in a spiritual war zone. You don't deserve that. You deserve freedom. You deserve joy. And you deserve to be able to live the life that you want to live. You deserve to be able to say what you want to say. You don't deserve to be canceled. You deserve freedom. Woo! Because that's right here within us. We are inherently free. You are no matter how much you want to believe that you came into this world as a slave because of your birth certificates and your IDs and all these 3D material things that you want to tell yourself that you're not free because of, oh, I'm here to tell you a different story. I'm here to remind you that just like everyone else, we came here, we chose to come here to play. We chose to come here to put on a cute little outfit and cute little costume. We chose here. We chose to be here to play a role. And you, your job is to always remember your infinite spirit that never dies, that is infinite. And once you always remember that every day, all these things like social security numbers, birth certificates, passports, IDs, all these things, bank accounts, yada, 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 yada. You will leave it alone and you will enjoy your life. Mwah. Welcome to the 5D, welcome. To God, welcome to 2024, because this is how it is, baby. We are here and we are in love. Love, 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 love. We gotta raise that vibration. Amen. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you, Infinite Spirit. I love you. I'm so excited about this love that's coming in this love movement and this love energy that is happening here with us. The Paranormal Playground Sound, I'm telling you, the love movement in here, it's within our heart. Let's have it. Let's have the love movement. Amen. Amen to that. All of you listening, thank you so much for tuning in. You are just a joy. You are just my gift. You are the gift to the universe. You are the gift to God. You are the gift right here, right now. The gift right here, right now. Whew, just breathe in. Whew, and breathe out. Yeah. Yes. We'll be here. So stay tuned. We're here till 3 p.m. Yeah, just soak it all in. Soak it all in. Take it all in. Take in this high. Take in, because this is an activation. You see, these inspirational speaking, the inspirational thoughts, these are activations of channeling from spirit. So every time you take the time to listen to this and you take the time out of your day to be able to hear this beautiful message and this beautiful channeling, you're getting activated. You're always getting activated. Thank you, Infinite Spirit. Thank you. So without further ado, let's get into it. I got some pogues. It's so appropriate to play some pogues. Always. So we're here till 3 p.m. Mwah.
Jumping. when the fight was right, so they sent him to the war. Bang! Well, we're gone away, there's nothing left to say. We're Sergeant Joe and Aaron Gold, my love's in America. The calling of the rosary, Spanish line from far away. I'm a free-born man, love the USA. Yeah! Always love you, I always did, I always will. Very well, we've gone away, there's nothing left to say. But say it, you, your eyes as blue as the woods are in the bay. To Big Jim Dwight, a man of war, who was up and heard to say, I'm a free-born man of the USA. I'm a free-born man of the USA. I'm a free-born man of the USA.
Now let us shout, shout, shout. a church one day. While traveling on my way, I gave my heart to Jesus then. He's coming back to earth again. He's coming back to earth again. To claim his children here. And if we will abide in him, he'll take us home where there's no fear. Brighter as I go, and I want the world to know his precious blood your soul will cleanse. He's coming back to earth again. He's coming back to earth again to claim his children here. And if we will abide in him, he'll take us home where there's no fear. Singing every day, take the straight and narrow way. Let Jesus in, turn from your sin. He's coming back to earth again. He's coming back to earth again. To claim his children here. And if you will abide in him, he'll take us home where there's no fear.
Thank you. teenage partner. Yeah, she was only a teenage partner. And she was only 17. Well, she said she loved me. I loved her too. We went to dancing like others do. We were so happy, but now she's gone. Yeah, she's gone. Gone, gone. We're gone. She's gone, and she was only 17. She caught my eye at a teenage dance. She caught my eye, put me in the trance. And now she's gone, don't got a man. She was only a teenage partner. Yeah, she was only a teenage partner. And she was only 17. But she's gone, gone, gone. They're gone, gone, gone. They're gone, gone, gone. They're gone, gone, gone. She's gone, and she was only 17.
Remember when I first met you? My lips were so afraid to say I love you. Remember when to my surprise the I still feel that feeling divine. I loved you then, and I still do. I can remember when I didn't love. I still feel that feeling divine. I loved you then, and I still do. I can't remember.
Outer Space Class.
Watch out!
Stranded halfway between Mercury and Pluto, Miss Frizzle and her gang of second graders have no way back to Earth until they remember that radio waves never die.
Keep your paw on that button, Liz.
Guided by the freeform stylings of WMFO, the Magic School Bus Gang safely makes it back towards Earth. To avoid future field trip mishaps and to help keep WMFO running strong, write a check to Trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO, Attention, Donation, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02154.